Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about 1 Corinthians 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, and called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I always thank my God for you because of the grace he has given you in Christ Jesus. For in him you have been enriched in every way, in all speech and all knowledge, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you eagerly await the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will sustain you to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, who has called you into fellowship with his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, is faithful. I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree together so that there may be no divisions among you, and that you may be united in mind and conviction. My brothers, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. Individuals among you are saying, I follow Paul, I follow Apollos, I follow Cephas, or I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into the name of Paul? I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized into my name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not remember if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words of wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased, through the foolishness of what was preached, to save those who believe. Jews demand signs, and Greeks search for wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. Brothers, consider the time of your calling. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly and despised things of the world, and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast in his presence. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. This is God's word. Has there ever been a more mixed-up group of Christians than the believers in Corinth? Although they had been blessed by the ministries of several faithful men, they could not just receive each man's teaching as part of God's complete revelation and instruction to them. Instead, they had to take sides among the men who had come and ministered to them. They claimed to follow one of these men as if he were in opposition to the other men instead of being co-workers together for Christ. In addition to their divisions, they were confused about what God's grace meant and about several points of Christian doctrine. And we'll read all about this in the days to come. But just know that, or just remember that, the church in Corinth had a lot of problems. Yet, Paul began his letter to them by writing, "To the church of God in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be his holy people, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." That's verses 2 and 3 from here in 1 Corinthians 1 from the NIV. That greeting gives me great hope. It reminds me that we don't belong to Christ because we volunteered and worked hard to become worthy of being his people. Instead, we are sanctified in Christ Jesus. The word sanctified means set apart. In this context, sanctified or set apart refers to our membership in God's family by faith. It is our association with Christ, being in Christ Jesus, that caused us to be set apart to belong to him. It is through the gospel of Jesus that was preached to the Corinthians that they were called to be his holy people, as verse 2 put it. Despite our many differences, we are all one in Christ with all those everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours, as Paul wrote in verse 2. Despite differences in where we live on earth, or when we lived on earth, or what age we are during our time on earth, or what language we speak, or anything else, if we are in Christ, we are all one. We call on the same Lord, and that same Lord is working in us and on us, causing us to grow to become like him. So I thank God that he is working all over the world, and that he is calling people, all different kinds of people, to be his children and to follow Jesus, and that one day we'll be together in his kingdom. And so let's be careful about the ways that we criticize one another, the ways that we are unloving toward each other, the ways that we are divided about each other. Let's remember that if we're all in Christ, we all worship the same Lord. That makes us brothers and sisters in him. So let's treat one another with love, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.